That was in French. All right, my second song is On die Musik. It's a German song by Franz Schubert. And it's translated as To Music. So this song is set to Franz von Schubert's poem of the same name and is a loving tribute to the art that, quote, carried me away into a better world. To hold the Kunst in wie viel grauen Stunden, wo mich des Lebens wilde Kreis umstrickt. This next song is another German song called Liebst du Schönheit by Gustav Mahler. And the singer here implores, if your reason for love is beauty, youth, or treasure, you will find those elsewhere. But if you love for love, then love me and I'll love you evermore.
Liebst du Schönheit, o nicht mich liebe, lieber die Sonne, sie trägt ein goldnes Haar. Liebst du Jugend, o nicht mich liebe,
liebe die Meerfrau, sie hat viel Pech.
back to another French song. The song is called A Clarice. Clarice is a name. And this is a pure love song by Reynaldo Hahn. The singer opines at how wonderful it is to be loved by Clarice.
S'il est vrai, Clarice, que tu m'aimes, mais j'entends que tu m'aimes bien. Je ne crois pas que le m'aime. À venir changer ma fortune, que la félicité des cieux tout s'accorder de l'embrasée n'attache point.
The next two songs are from a song cycle written by Gustav Holst, who you may know from Holst's The Planets, or at least that's where I knew him from originally. And they're actually from a song cycle that's written for violin and voice, which is a really rare thing. Unfortunately, I have no violin here along with me, but I'll sing the song anyway. I don't know, they're in English, so you might actually understand the words.
I sing of a maiden that matchless is, king of all kings was her son, I wis. He came also still where his mother was, as to an April that falleth on grass. He came also still to his mother's bough, as to in April that falleth on flower. He came also still where his mother lay, as to in April that formeth on spray. My layman is so true of love and full steadfast, yet seemeth ever new his love is on us cast. past. I would that all him knew and loved him firm and fast. They never would it rue, but happy be at last. He lovingly abides, although I stay for long. He will me never chide, although I choose the wrong. He says, behold my side, and why unrude I hung? For my love, leave thy pride, and I thee under fong. I'll dwell with thee, believe, layman under thy tree. May no pain e'er me grieve, nor make me from thee flee. I will that in I sleep, all in thine heart to be. Mine heart shall burst and cleave, ere untrue thou me see.
So an interesting thing about those songs, most songs end up having an even number of beats per measure, so you can really count them very evenly. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, the next measure has 1, 2, 3, 4. These change around, so in the first measure that I sang, there are 3 beats, in the next measure there are 6, and then there are 5. So that makes things a little more confusing and complicated, but also interesting. All right, this next song you may actually recognize, it's called Bewitched, and it's from a musical called Pal Joey by Rodgers and Hart from sort of the golden age of musicals. And in this, Vera is singing about this man who's kind of a ne'er-do-well, and yet somehow she's fallen in love with him.
He's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep until I could sleep where I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? My mistake, I agree. He's a laugh, but I love it, because the laugh's on me. A pill he is, but still he is a wine, and I'll keep him until he is beautiful. trousers that cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again, thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
All right, let's get serious again. Serious, very serious. So this next song is from Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, or Le Nozze di Figaro. And this happens to be, where is that little bit? Called a pants roll. In operas, mezzo-soprano women, my voice type, are cast in roles playing young boys, which are often called pants or trouser roles. So in this pants role from The Marriage of Figaro, the boy Cherubino is urged to sing a song that he wrote, asking the countess, who he's pining after in all of his adolescent glory, wants her to help him understand what love and all these urges really are. Yeah, they were pretty randy back in those days.
For che sapete che cosa è amor, tu ne vedete se
hot. All right, and in my final song for today, this is another song from an opera. It's another pants roll. So this young boy, so in this scene from the opera Faust, the boy Siebel is picking a bouquet for the object of his affections, Marguerite. He seems cursed as the flowers keep wilting in his hands, or maybe it's just as hot out as it is today. Until, alas, he thinks to dip his hands in holy water and then try to pick the flowers, which somehow works. Yeah, completely brilliant. Have I tried it? I don't know, got some flowers? Or holy water? Ice in the jockey box, holy water at Chillet's, yes. In case anyone was wondering where it was.
Faites les mes aveux, portez mes voeux, flots et clots auprès d'elle, dites-lui qu'elle est belle, que mon cœur est toujours languid d'amour. Faites les mes aveux, portez mes voeux, révélez à son âme le secret de ma flamme, qu'il s'exhale avec hélas, ce siècle du damne m'a porté malheur. Je ne puis sans qu'elle se fane toucher une fleur. Si je trempais mes doigts dans l'eau bénite, c'est là que chaque soir vient prier Marguerite. Voyons maintenant, voyons vite, elle se fane. Non, Satan, je ris de toi, c'est en vous que j'ai foi, parlez pour moi. Qu'elle puisse connaître les mots qu'elle a pénétré et dont mon cœur troublé n'a pas parlé. C'est en vous que j'ai foi, parlez pour moi. Si l'amour les farouche, que la fleur sur sa bouche sache en moi déposer en tout baiser. En baiser, en tout baiser. En baiser, en tout baiser.
Thank you all. One more track, I don't have any more. Well, all right, I do have one, actually. I wasn't gonna sing it. I'm not sure how it'll go without any accompaniment, so if it doesn't go well, I told you so. Yeah, awesome, I'd love to get booed off the stage. Actually, I do. Die Fledermaus, but I don't have any along with me, so alas, you'll have to live with a song called A Trip to the Library, and I can't remember offhand the name of the show. I might have looked it up. Nope, I failed to look that one up because I wasn't going to sing it, but it's from a musical. I hate you, Chris. And suddenly, no. Wait, that's way too high. Hold on a second. Let me try that again. And suddenly all of my confidence dribbled away with a pitiful plop. My head was beginning to spin and my forehead was covered with cold perspiration. I started to reach for a book and my hand automatically came to a stop. I don't know how long I stood frozen, a victim of panic and mortification. Oh, how I wanted to flee. When a kindly voice, a gentle voice, whispered, "Pardon me." And there was this dear, sweet, clearly respectable, thickly bespectacled man who stood by my side and quietly said to me, "Ma'am, don't mean to intrude, but I was just wondering, are you in need of some help?" I said, "No. Yes, I am." The next thing I know, I'm sipping hot chocolate and telling my troubles to Paul, whose tender brown eyes kept sending compassionate looks. A trip to the library has made a new girl of me, for suddenly I can see the magic of books. Hold on, this one's a page turner. I have to admit, in the back of my mind, I was praying he wouldn't get fresh. And all of the while, I was wondering why an illiterate girl should attract him. Then all of a sudden, he said that I couldn't go wrong with The Way of All Flesh. Of course, it's a novel, but I didn't know, or I certainly wouldn't have smacked him. Well, I gave him a smile that I couldn't resist, and I knew at once how much I liked this optometrist. You know what this dear, sweet, slightly bespectacled gentleman said to me next? He said he could solve this problem of mine. I said, "How?" He said to me, he said, "If I'd like, he'd willingly read to me some of his favorite things." I said, "When?" He said, "Now." His novel approach seemed highly suspicious and possibly dangerous too. I told myself, "Wait, think, dare you go up to his flat? What happens if things go wrong? It's evident he's quite strong. He read to me all night long. Now how about that?" It's hard to believe how truly domestic and happily hopeful I feel. I picture my Paul there reading aloud as I cook. As long as he's there to read, there's quite a good chance indeed, a chance that I'll never need to open a book. Unlike someone else, someone I dimly recall, I know he'll only have eyes for me, my optometrist, Paul. Thank you.